From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and conversations with the interesting people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruyak. Let's begin the hour with a band that Sacramento can't seem to get enough of, the Sun Monks. Jeffrey C.K. and Alexandra Steele, they've been part of the Sacramento music scene for about 5 years, but fans and critics really took notice of them after their first EP titled In a Desert of Plenty from 2014. Then came a number of singles and music videos, and finally, in June of this year, the Sun Monks released their first full-length album titled To Play. I'd been meaning to ask Jeffrey and Alexandra about the band's name, Sun Monks, and finally, in this conversation a few weeks ago, I did.
When I was young, out on the West Coast, I wanted to be someone who was of a different kind. So I would run all over the West Coast, a solitary animal in a sea of fire.
Tell me, the name of your band, Sun Monks, where did that come from?
Oh, well, you know, we just made a giant list of names and just kept going over them and talking to our friends about it, you know, like what weirds you out, what bugs you, what really like sticks in your head, and Sun Monks
was the one that people kept coming back to. Yeah, we almost called ourselves Slight Piper. Almost
Swarm
called ourselves
Horse.
Swarm Horse. Yes, there was a lot of like, the same vowels, two
it's
different
like
syllables.
It's like you'd have been a totally different band if you'd have had any of those names.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a golden age. No time to waste. No resting place to play lazily lately.
What's your favorite song on this album?
You know, I would have to say my favorite is To Play. The fact that the chorus to me is like the ooh part. Like it doesn't have to be lyrical. It could just be, you know, like a rhythmic thing that stands out. That's my favorite song on it.
Probably mine too. It's really fun to play live.
Yeah.
We play with different groups of musicians depending on who's available to tour, who's available to play local. And pretty much everybody we play with loves that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we open with it a lot. And I like that the chorus isn't lyrical too. It has less intellectual weight than a lot of our stuff.
The first track on the album is The Monk, and you're actually inviting people, I think, with that song to go deeper into art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you care so much how people get to the music, though?
Not really. As long as they get to it.
I think Alexandra was going to give a different answer there.
I agree, you know. As long as they get to it and hear it, that's a win for us.
The ocean she named after the sun that warms her breast. Emotion, it slays me. It's her blood that fills my beating chest. Am I a slave or am I a female? But do what I please as long as it pleases me.
You're going to good friend is John Bacigalupi, and he moved from Sacramento, moved his live-in studio to Marin, Panoramic House.
Yes.
It's an intriguing place. He's an intriguing producer to work
with.
How was the experience? Give me a little behind the scenes.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
A lot of surfing, a lot of Italian food.
Oh, pasta. He's so good at making pasta.
Almost every night he would. After the session was over, we'd do a little bit of mixing, and then he'd go right into the kitchen and start working on some kind of
new
pasta
recipe.
Dish. Yeah, some odd
chocolate quail.
Yeah, chocolate quail or some odd Italian.
Wait, you were working, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Work food.
Yeah, the wine would start to flow. Yeah. And, yeah.
Did he help you shape the overall sound of the album in any different way?
Oh, yeah.
How
yeah,
so?
He definitely did. Well, he kind of came up, he's a few years older than us, and he kind of came up in the late 80s and early 90s. So his production approach is rooted, I think, in the things that were going on at that time. So sonically, a lot of the equipment is vintage, and I think his approach to reverbs and just sonics overall kind of comes from that era, and I think it colors the whole thing in a pretty heavy-handed way. Mm-hmm. So I think in a lot of ways he's the third monk on this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wear the flags of all my tribes, but your face is bathed in golden paint. You ride that pride like an armored car, even when you're dragged down. Kiss and hug and love the love when you grin and I see those teeth. Stretch that smile like a crocodile around the young feet on the weed. If you don't know me right now.
We write a lot of stuff and start performing it before we record it, just to develop it in front of people, mm-hmm. to kind of see how they respond to it in real time.
Yeah.
And then we'll make recording decisions based on that. So
there was also a lot of songs on there that we had just written and then recorded it, and we haven't even performed it live yet.
Yeah, that's true. So, the opposite is true too.
Yeah.
Wear the flags of all my tribes, but your face is bathed in golden paint.
Know me.
You ride that pride like an armor. Dragged down by the weight. If you don't know me right now, I'm honestly not surprised. If you don't know right now, know this, I shoot right in between the eyes. If you don't know me by now,
Sun Monks, Jeffrey C.K. and Alexandra Steele are in the studio. The new album is Two Play. It came out in June, and the performances and the touring related to it are getting everybody excited about the music. But what category does it fit into? That seems to still be a mystery, right?
Yeah, I have no idea. Genre hopping is what we call
yes.
it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I think somebody called it avant pop, which I really like. Term lends itself to kind of outsider art, which is very much what we are.
Yeah.
None of our family is involved in entertainment or that world, so we're kind of definitely outsiders.
Yeah, I like to call it experimental pop. How would you know?
Your sound was grabbing a lot of attention, mm-hmm. a lot of great reviews. Was that also expectation and some pressure coming into this first full-length album?
Oh, I think so, at least for us personally.
Yeah.
A lot of the publicity and the press reviews that we got from the first release, I think, sort of made us feel like we have to do better yeah. on this one. And it's not that those reviews were bad. It was a lot of positivity, which was kind of surprising because we didn't expect that at first. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think we definitely had high expectations of ourselves the second time around. And John, working with John, the producer on this record, certainly added some added pressure because mm-hmm. we really wanted to do right by him. It was an electric high vibe.
What a violent vibe. I could swear that a couple years ago, you said half the album was already written and that you were hoping it would be out maybe in 2015?
Yeah.
So what happened?
I'm not really sure. I mean, we just get caught up in the process, and then there's a lot of stuff that goes on where you're showing what is finished to label people or publicity people, and you're kind of adjusting your strategy based on that feedback, and sometimes things just... they get drawn out.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason with us, it seems to be we had a year and a half to whatever our initial goal is.
Yeah. Do we need a couple more songs? Yes, we do.
Yeah.
All the stars in light, young lovers collide, the fires burn so bright, the time is always right to give life and love light, bathe in the morning light. This is summertime high. I never want to see it end. Nobody wants to leave. Is it something we can't keep? We were born to have fun. Dance with the rising sun. Find someone to love. The one you're dreaming of. Maybe we're just young.
Yeah. And I think the way you watch each other and you move your music based on what you see happening between each other is mm-hmm. something that maybe can't fully be explained. Can you explain it?
I mean, a lot of the times I just watch the shape of his mouth and just like where he's at, and I just try and match it to try and make myself really blend with him.
And I can be a little instinctual, so we'll rehearse something for a long time, and on the fly I'll just want to try something new.
Switch it up on me.
And yeah, so she watches me really closely and tries to respond to any changes which inevitably come.
Lyrics, you know, we'll mess up on lyrics and I'm just like, you know, just like moving my mouth to make the vowel sound right to match him, or vice versa. He does the same with me.
But yeah, we do the same thing at home when we're writing, stare at each other and a lot of the songs kind of just start from just making noise at each other, playing with melodies and stuff like that. And it's a lot of fun.
I never want to see it end. Nobody wants to leave. Is it something we can't keep? We were born to have fun. Dance with the rising sun. Find someone to love. The one you're dreaming of. Maybe we're just...
Summertime High on the experimental avant-pop album Two Play from the Sun Monks, Jeffrey C.K. and Alexandra Steele. They just finished a mini tour in Oregon and Washington. They have a show in Sacramento at the Fox and Goose on Friday, September 1st. They also have a show in Reno Friday, September 15th. That one is at Studio on the 4th. And they recorded some of their music in our CAP Radio garden, including a brand new song titled Woman Electric. In fact, that was the first recording of the song. Other videos are the songs Two Play and White Mountain Ranges from the new album. So you can check out the videos and hear my extended interviews at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. Alone.